Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, when I read the Bible, Pat, I look at some of the things that happened and I go, you know, it's amazing how these 66 books that encompass the Bible, you get the Old Testament and the New Testament, and in particular the New Testament with the Gospels, where you just, you know, they record not everything that Jesus did, because, I mean, there wouldn't be enough books to, you know, write everything that he did, but and said, but what he has said and done and has recorded for us is absolutely amazing. And, you know, they weren't short on accounts, so nothing in the Bible is there for filler, if you will, okay? There's no such thing as filler here. No, they didn't need an extra chapter or an extra story, but we have to look at every account and everything that's in there and say, God, you know, what are you saying? And I was reading in Matthew 14 about how the disciples were on a boat, right? And, you know, I've been to Israel before, and I went to the Sea of Galilee, and it's not really a sea. It's more like a lake, you know?
It's a very big lake.
Yeah, but it's not that big. I'm thinking of ocean, you know? It's not that big. But the disciples, they're on a boat, and they're a considerable distance from the shore when they notice what looked like Jesus walking on the water towards them. Okay? And just pause here
Imagine
for a minute.
That thought for a moment.
Yeah, okay. just pause here. They're in this boat and it's like, is that Jesus walking on the water? Is that Jesus coming to us?
It can't be.
It can't be. The Bible says they were terrified, and because it's like this obviously should not be happening. But what was absolutely remarkable, you know, occurrences were so wild that they actually thought they were seeing a ghost. And I mean, the truth is that right before their very eyes, they were seeing Jesus do something that was absolutely out of the natural, right? Mm-hmm. It contradicted the laws of earth, the way things are supposed to be done. I mean, you don't walk on water. And so, you know, as we look at what happened here, it's important to when you're reading the Bible, and especially the accounts of Jesus and his ministry and what he's done, it's important that you understand that Jesus, when he was born in a manger and walked the face of the earth, although he's God, he's fully man and fully God. He, if you will, and then this is the, you know, not the best analogy, but, you know, work with me here. He laid down his Superman cape, if you will, his godness, and came to live on earth as Clark Kent, right?
Right.
Empowered by the Holy Spirit, though. And so if you just read the scriptures and you read the accounts of his life and you don't understand that, then you will discredit many of the miracles and just say, well, he was God, so of course he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he can do that. Well, yeah, he is God, but he walked on the face of the earth as fully man, mm-hmm. empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, in Matthew 14, we see that Jesus was so full of faith, and he was so full of the heavenly realm that he had no problem walking on water and getting to his disciples. And, you know, I don't think that Jesus, Pat, was interested in performing sideshows. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is not, you know, a bag of tricks, if you will. Mm-hmm. But, and I really think that he probably wouldn't even consider that a miracle, but just a matter of fact for him. I don't think he considered it a miracle. It was just basically he needed to get to his disciples, so I'm just going to go ahead and walk on this water. And he was so full of the reality of faith in the kingdom of God that he just simply operated in a different realm. A different realm.
Right.
And in fact, what was just as remarkable as Jesus walking on the water, Peter, the disciple in the boat, says, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come.
Right.
And Jesus says to come, and Peter began to do what was not naturally possible for him to do. He too began to walk on the water. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to do that. But the second he took his eyes off of the Lord, he began to sink. And Jesus, you know, basically was said, man, okay. You know, he reached out to him, said, you have a little faith. But he saw, you know, we look at this picture and we realize, man, what was it about the Lord? I mean, okay, this is a miracle. This is recorded in the Bible. You know, what is, you know, what's God trying to communicate through all of this? Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, Jesus did what he did on earth, not because of any other reason, but because of he was walking in the fullness of who God was. Basically, like, he didn't conform to the laws of nature. The laws of nature conformed to him. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
He said, I'm out of the box here, okay? I mean, when you're talking about being able to feed the thousands that were gathered, he says, listen, just bring those 5 loaves of bread and those 2 fishes. It doesn't matter what you have. We're going to operate outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was no problem for him. You know, when there was someone who was broken down, he says, you know, pick up your mat and walk.
Right.
When a person didn't have an eye, he says, well, let me go ahead and make this, you know, one for you out of mud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? The point is that we can begin to walk in such faith that we're not looking at natural circumstances and are trying to conform the word of God to the natural circumstances. We begin to walk in a place of great faith and say, Lord, you know, I can do these things. I can face these troubles. I can face these circumstances because greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. God, you can empower me. You can empower me to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, and to understand that I am a spirit that just happens to have a body, not a body that happens to have a spirit, and I can communicate with my Heavenly Father, and I can see the kingdom of heaven manifest on earth today. Listen, God doesn't want us to conform to the natural realm. He wants us to, the natural realm, to conform to his word. We can do it when we walk with the Lord and walk in faith.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for 3 pillars we believe. Without these 3 pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.